Saanich police say witnesses reported that a large pool of water from afternoon rainfall led to a vehicle rollover Thursday on the Trans-Canada Highway, just north of Mackenzie Avenue. The driver was taken to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, and was issued a ticket for having worn out tires. The crash came as rainfall warnings were issued for the east and west coasts of Vancouver Island. The Ministry of Transportation says it will have its maintenance contractors out around the clock for regular patrols of roads over the next day. Highway 4, which connects Port Alberni with the Tofino, Ucluelet area, is expected to be closely monitored. The ministry warned that driving conditions could become challenging, and said advanced warning signs will be posted if needed. Heavy rain can cause water pooling on roads and may overwhelm some ditches and culverts, resulting in localized flooding. The ministry warned in a statement that urged drivers to slow down, drive with caution when visibility is reduced, and to turn on headlights to be more visible to others. The River Forecast Centre has issued a flood watch for South, East and Central Vancouver Island, as well as a high stream flow advisory for North and West Vancouver Island. A flood watch means rivers could flow over their banks, while the advisory means rivers are rising or could rise rapidly, but no major flooding is expected. Rivers are expected to rise through Thursday, and peak levels are expected on Friday and into Saturday, while increasingly higher temperatures will contribute to more runoff from snowmelt at middle elevations. Rain is in the Greater Victoria forecast through Sunday, with the forecast for the eastern portion of the island, from Nanuse Bay to Fanny Bay and from Courtenay to Campbell River, calling for 50 to 100 millimeters of rain before it eases on Friday. Similar totals are expected for the West Island. Check drivebc.ca for road conditions, the ministry said. J. Bell at timescolonist.com.